Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the section on the adab of salam. Today we will be discussing the adab of musafaha. Musafaha means the shaking of hands, or not actually shaking, but the placing of hands, as mentioned previously, the placing of your hands between the person you're making salam with, placing your hands between their hands. They got many adab here. The main etiquette of musafaha is that musafaha should be done is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam together with salam. Salam is one sunnah, and musafaha is another sunnah. The hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Abu Dawud is that when one Muslim makes musafaha with another brother before their hands separate, then all their minor sins are forgiven. So this is the sunnah of musafaha. A few adab that they have here. Number one, do not shake hands or make musafaha with a person when his hands are involved in such an act or activity which necessitates his emptying of his hands. So in most of the adab here, the key thing to note is musafaha should be done when somebody is able to do musafaha and it is not going to cause him taklif to make musafaha with you. Otherwise, in a situation where somebody's hands are occupied, somebody is holding something, somebody has to leave something or take something out of their hands to make musafaha with you, then it would be better not to make musafaha in that situation and just to make salam. On such occasions, salam is adequate. Similarly, when someone, example, the leader in a gathering, or ustad or sheikh, is engaged in something, example, giving a talk or delivering a lesson, then do not remain standing in expecting of obtaining consent for sitting, merely be seated. This is a separate etiquette, that if somebody is giving a talk, then he should not wait for getting consent to sit, or he should not wait to make musafaha with the person, because that person is busy with something and you would be causing him taklif or inconvenience in making musafaha with him. If someone is hurrying along the road, do not stop him for handshaking. Such a person should not be stopped and engaged in conversation. You may be holding him for something important. When arriving in a gathering, do not make musafaha with everyone present. Make musafaha with only the person whom you intend to see. This is, again, if it is going to inconvenience everybody that you're stopping them and making musafaha. If people are free and it is nothing, there's no hurry, then musafaha could be made. But otherwise, if you came to see one person, then you can only make musafaha with that person. Salam to the rest of the people will be sufficient. May Allah grant us tawfiq. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi.